All right. So we're diving into mortgages today.
Oh, yeah.
Which can be a little intimidating for a lot of people.
Definitely.
But, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big part of buying a house.
For most of us, yeah.
And so we're going to help you understand that whole process.
Exactly.
You're thinking about buying a home,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make sure that you're doing it the right way.
Absolutely. So, not just understanding it.
Yeah, not just like, what is a mortgage?
Right.
But like, how to actually...
get the best one.
Yeah, make the best decisions for you.
Exactly.
So we've got a bunch of resources here.
Yeah, we do.
To help us kind of break this down.
Sure.
So first things first.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that a mortgage involves borrowing money to buy a house.
Right.
But how is that different from, like, borrowing from a friend?
Well, for one, your friend probably wouldn't ask you to put the house up as collateral.
Mm-hmm.
A mortgage is what's called a secured loan.
Okay.
And the house is the security. So if you don't make your payments, the lender can unfortunately take it back.
Okay, so it's a little more official than... borrowing $20 from a friend.
Exactly.
Okay. So there's also different types of mortgages.
Right.
It's not one size fits all.
Not one size fits all.
So what are some of the main categories or types of mortgages that are out there?
So the most common ones that you're going to hear about are fixed rate and adjustable rate mortgages.
Okay.
Which is often shortened to ARM.
Okay.
Fixed rate is pretty straightforward.
All right.
You lock in an interest rate for the whole term of the loan, usually 15 or 30 years.
So that's nice and stable.
Predictable, stable, maybe a little boring for some.
Yeah, like that friend that always orders the same thing at the restaurant.
Exactly.
All right. And then ARMs.
Yeah. Adjustable rate mortgages.
Those sound a little spicier.
Those are a little spicier.
A little riskier.
Yeah. They start with a fixed rate for a set period.
Okay.
But then that rate can adjust based on what the market's doing. So it could go up, it could go down. It's a bit of a gamble.
So why would anyone choose the ARM over just having that fixed predictable rate?
Well, it often comes down to individual circumstances and like risk tolerance.
Okay.
So ARMs typically start with a lower initial rate.
Okay.
Which can be tempting.
Yeah.
They might make sense if you plan on selling the house before that rate starts fluctuating.
Okay.
Or if you anticipate your income increasing significantly in the future.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you might be able to handle those higher payments down the line.
So it's not just about what type of mortgage is the best.
Right.
But what's best for you.
Exactly.
In your situation.
In our situation.
Okay, cool. And then besides those two, we've got like FHA and VA loans.
Right. Those are geared towards specific groups of borrowers.
Okay.
So FHA loans are insured by the Federal Housing Administration,
mm-hmm.
and they're designed to help first-time buyers.
Okay.
Or those with lower credit scores.
So it gives them a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, it helps them get into homes. They often allow for smaller down payments.
Okay.
Which can make that initial hurdle a little easier to jump over.
And VA loans are for veterans.
Exactly.
Okay.
For eligible veterans, active duty military, and sometimes surviving spouses, VA loans offer really favorable terms, including the possibility of no down payment at all.
Wow.
It's a significant benefit that recognizes their service.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've kind of got our mortgage menu figured out here.
Right.
But before we order, I feel like we need to understand the language a little bit.
Definitely.
Because the mortgage world has its own special vocabulary.
It does.
It can sound like a secret code sometimes.
It really can. Yeah.
So like break down some of those terms.
Okay, let's do it.
Like principal and interest.
All right.
I always get those mixed up.
Okay.
Can you explain it to me like I'm 5 years old?
Okay, so imagine you're borrowing 100 Lego bricks to build this awesome spaceship.
Okay.
The 100 bricks is your principal. That's the original amount that you borrowed.
Gotcha.
Now, your friend's pretty cool, but they want a little something for lending those bricks.
Okay.
So they ask for 5 extra bricks back on top of the original 100.
Okay.
Those 5 bricks, that's the interest.
Okay.
The cost of borrowing.
So the principal is what you actually borrow.
Right.
And then the interest is like the fee.
The rental fee.
For using that money.
Using that money, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, good.
Now, what about this word amortization?
Amortization.
That sounds kind of scary.
I know it sounds scary, but think of it like eating a giant cookie.
Okay. I like cookies.
Okay. Each bite you take is a mortgage payment.
Okay.
With each bite, a little bit goes toward paying back the cookie itself.
Okay. The principal.
The principal, and a little bit goes towards that thank you you owe for getting the cookie.
The interest.
The interest, exactly.
Okay.
So in the beginning, you're mostly thanking, but over time, you're eating more and more of the actual cookie.
So it's like the ratio changes as you make those payments.
Exactly.
Okay, so amortization is just this fancy word for how those payments are split up.
A fancy word for how the payments get divvied up over time.
Between principal and interest.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And then another term we hear a lot is down payment.
Down payment.
So is it always better to have a bigger down payment?
A bigger down payment is generally better.
Okay.
It shows lenders that you're serious.
Okay.
And it reduces their risk.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, not everyone has a ton of cash just sitting around.
Right.
That's where those programs like FHA loans can come in handy.
Okay.
But we'll get into the trade-offs with those a little later.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. For now, let's talk about one final term. Escrow account.
Escrow account.
Escrow account.
What is that?
Okay, so it's not magic, but it does involve money.
Okay, I like money.
So think of it as a special savings account that's managed by your lender.
Go ahead.
Each month, a portion of your mortgage payment goes into this account. And your lender uses that money to pay for things like property taxes and homeowner's insurance.
So it's like they're paying those for me.
Well, they're paying them on your behalf.
Okay.
Using the money that you've given them.
So I don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about making separate payments.
Okay. That makes sense.
It simplifies things and it keeps you on track.
Okay, cool. So we've covered some essential mortgage jargon here.
Yeah.
But words are only part of the equation.
Right.
How do you actually qualify for a mortgage?
That's the big question, right?
That's the big question.
What are the lenders looking for in a borrower?
What do they want to see?
Exactly.
We'll get into that after a quick break.
Sounds good.
Stay with us.
So how do you actually qualify for a mortgage? What are lenders looking for?
Yeah, what are those kind of key things that make a lender say, yes, you're good to go?
Well, they're really looking for signs of financial stability and responsibility.
Okay.
And one of the biggest factors is your credit score.
Okay. Yeah, credit score. That's a big one. We hear about that all the time.
Yeah. Think of it like your financial GPA.
Oh, okay.
The higher your score, the more lenders trust that you can handle debt responsibly.
Makes sense. So like a good track record.
Exactly.
But what if your credit's not perfect?
Wow.
Is there anything you can do?
There are definitely programs and options for people with varying credit histories.
Okay.
But a higher score will unlock better interest rates.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And more favorable terms.
So it pays to be responsible with your credit.
And absolutely. It's never too early to start building good credit habits.
Okay, so good credit is important. What else are lenders looking at?
Another big factor is your debt-to-income ratio.
Debt-to-income ratio.
Yeah, often called DTI.
Okay.
And this looks at how much of your monthly income is already going towards other debts.
Oh, okay. So like car payments, student loans.
Exactly. Car loans, student loans, credit cards.
So it's not just about how much you make.
Right.
But how much you're already spending.
Exactly. They want to make sure you can comfortably handle a mortgage payment on top of everything else.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What about like employment history? Does that matter?
Yes, definitely. They'll also look at your employment history.
What?
Stable, consistent income is a good sign that you'll be able to keep up with those mortgage payments.
So don't quit your job right before you apply for a mortgage.
Probably not a good idea.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
And we talked about down payments earlier. How does that factor into qualification?
So a larger down payment can definitely boost your chances of getting approved.
Okay.
It shows lenders you're serious and it reduces their risk. Hmm. Sometimes it can even help you snag a lower interest rate.
Oh, nice.
Or avoid having to pay for private mortgage insurance.
Okay. So all these different pieces come together to kind of paint a picture of your financial health.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. But even if you check all the boxes, a mortgage is obviously a big commitment.
Absolutely.
So are there any like downsides to consider?
Yeah, definitely. We've talked about the risks with ARMs, the potential for interest rates to go up.
Yeah.
But even with a fixed rate mortgage, you're talking about a significant financial obligation, often for 15 or 30 years.
It's a long time.
And it's
a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
What else should potential borrowers keep in mind?
Well, thanks to the magic of compound interest, you'll end up paying back considerably more than the original loan amount.
Oh, right over the life of the loan.
Over the life of the mortgage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just the cost of borrowing money over time.
Okay. It's not free money.
It's not free money.
Okay. So you got to factor that in.
You do.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are probably wondering about some specific scenarios.
Right.
Like what happens if you miss a payment?
Mm-hmm.
Can you pay off your loan early?
Yeah.
What are some of the most common questions you get?
So one of the most frequent questions I get is about credit scores.
Oh.
People want to know that magic number.
Yeah.
that unlocks the best rates.
Is there a magic number?
Well, there's no hard and fast rule. Aiming for a credit score of 620 or higher is a good starting point.
Okay, so it's not about being perfect.
Yeah.
But just having like a decent...
A healthy range, yeah.
A healthy range.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What about paying off the mortgage early? Is that a good thing?
It can be a really good thing.
Okay.
Paying down your principal faster saves you money on interest in the long run.
Okay.
But some loans have prepayment penalties.
Oh.
So you really got to read the fine print.
Okay.
And understand the terms of your specific mortgage.
Always a good idea.
Always.
All right. And then the big one, missed payments. And happens if you can't make a payment.
Yeah, life happens.
Life happens.
So the most important thing is to be proactive.
Okay.
Communicate with your lender as soon as possible.
Okay.
They may be able to work with you on a payment plan or explore other options.
Okay.
Ignoring the problem will only make things worse.
Right. Don't just pretend it's not happening.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
You know, different mortgage types, qualifying factors, mm-hmm. potential pitfalls.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So what does this all mean for our listener who's thinking about buying a home?
I think it means they're armed with the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions.
Okay.
Understanding the ins and outs of mortgages is really empowering.
Absolutely. And speaking of empowering, I think there's one specific action step.
Yes.
That can really kick things off.
There is getting pre-approved for a mortgage.
What is pre-approval?
So this is where a lender takes a look at your finances and gives you a preliminary estimate of how much you can borrow.
Oh, okay. So it's like a sneak peek at what's possible.
Exactly. Seeing what kind of house you can realistically aim for.
And that's good to know.
Yeah.
Before you start seriously looking.
Absolutely. And it's not just about knowing your budget. It also shows sellers that you're a serious buyer.
Oh, okay.
Which can give you a real advantage in a competitive market.
Yeah. It's like you're not just window shopping. You're ready to buy.
Exactly.
So for our listeners who are thinking, okay, pre-approval sounds great. But where do I start?
Yeah.
What would you recommend?
There are lots of great resources out there, but one we highly recommend is mloan.com.
mloan.com.
They make it super easy to get pre-approved online.
Okay.
And they've got tons of information to help you understand the whole process.
And they have great customer service, I've heard.
Yeah, they have a great reputation.
So that's a good first step.
It's a fantastic first step.
To take?
Yeah, it gives you a clear picture of your financial standing.
Mm-hmm.
And helps you narrow down your home search.
To something realistic.
To properties that are realistically within reach.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, there you have it, folks.
There you go.
We demystified mortgages, decoded the jargon, and hopefully armed you with the knowledge to embark on your homeownership journey.
That's right.
Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
So pace yourself, ask questions.
Ask questions.
And celebrate each milestone along the way.
Absolutely.
Owning a home is more than just a financial investment.
It is.
It's an investment in your future, your family, your dreams.
Very well said.
So we hope this deep dive has given you the confidence and the clarity to take that next step.
That's right.
Happy house hunting, everyone. Okay, welcome back. So we've been talking all about mortgages.
We have.
And I feel like I've learned a lot.
We too.
I hope our listeners are feeling the same way.
Yeah, it's really about demystifying the whole process, right?
Exactly, yeah. Giving people the tools they need to feel confident when making these big decisions.
Yeah, because buying a house is a huge decision.
It really is. So for our listener who is out there and thinking, okay, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is like the most important takeaway from everything we've discussed?
I think the most important takeaway is don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
Talk to lenders, talk to real estate agents, talk to people who've gone through the process.
Yeah.
You know, knowledge is power. And the more you understand, the smoother your journey will be.
I love that it's about being curious, being informed. You don't need to have all the answers right away.
Right.
But just be willing to ask. And there's one like action step that can really help kickstart the whole process.
Right? Absolutely. Getting pre-approved for a mortgage.
Okay, so what exactly is pre-approval?
So pre-approval is where a lender takes a look at your financial situation.
Okay.
And gives you a preliminary estimate of how much you can borrow.
Oh, okay. So it's like you get to see what's possible before you even start like seriously looking.
Exactly. It helps you see what kind of house you can realistically aim for.
That's super helpful.
Yeah, and it's not just about knowing your budget.
Okay.
It also shows sellers that you're a serious buyer.
Oh, okay.
Which can be a huge advantage.
Yeah, especially in a competitive market.
Especially in a competitive market.
It's like you're not messing around.
Exactly. You're ready to make a move.
So for our listeners who are thinking, okay, pre-approval sounds great,
mm-hmm.
but I don't even know where to start. What would you recommend?
Well, there are a lot of great resources out there, but one we highly recommend is amloan.com.
Amloan.com.
Yep, they make it super easy to get pre-approved online, and they have tons of information to help you understand the whole process.
Awesome. And I've heard they have great customer service too.
Yeah, they have a fantastic reputation.
So that's a good first step to take.
It's a great first step.
If you're thinking about buying a house.
It'll give you a clear picture of where you stand financially.
Okay.
And help you narrow down your home search.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, folks.
There you go.
We demystified mortgages. We talked about all the different types.
Yeah.
How to qualify the risks, the rewards, all the things. And hopefully you're feeling a lot more knowledgeable and empowered.
Absolutely.
To start your home ownership journey.
Yes. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
So remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint pace. Yourself, ask questions and celebrate those milestones along the way.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Happy house hunting, everyone.